Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence Show here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1, and also going to have our friends Free FM on 89.0 coming out of Kirikiriroa, going throughout the Waikato, or you may be listening, streaming anywhere and from around the world, or listening back on the podcast that the show gets sent into. Either way, I hope you enjoy the show today. And today we're going to have a look at what's made headlines over the 2024, which is rapidly coming to a close, as you probably know. And yeah, a few sort of news issues around the primary sector and things like that have been affecting us here and the farmers and things like that around the world. So, well, let's look forward to. Plus, also we'll do some weather and gardening to do's, things like that on the show as well. But we're going to start the show today with this one here called "Wish I Had Me a Dollar" by JJ Cal.
Wish I had me a dollar. Buy me a drink of wine. I don't want no trouble holding up my time. I need a relief for this pain and this grief. Fool, I'll be tomorrow drowning in my sorrow. Wish I had me a dollar for every time I see it. Another cheating woman has come down on my head. I need relief for this pain. I'll be tomorrow drowning in my sorrow. Wish I had me a dollar. Shot to go. It's been against my wishes, loving way too slow. I need a relief for this pain and this grief. Who'll I be tomorrow? Wish I had me a dollar. Wish I had me a dollar. Wish I had me a dollar. Wish I had me a dollar.
JJ Cal here with "Wish I Had Me a Dollar." And now we're going to do some weather here on the Over the Fence Show. I'm just fiddling around the levels in here. Something up in the studio here, folks. But anyway, let's have a look at the weather and what can we expect today. Well, today is it's an absolutely beautiful day here in Whangaroa today, and lovely and sunny. And it's getting busier and busier in town as we come into the Christmas season, of course. And the only rain today is going to be around the eastern North Island from the East Capes to kind of like Hawke's Bay. And it's going to be dry or mainly dry elsewhere. And the wind is south to southeast winds, but they're going to be kind of brisk in exposed parts. So the very eastern North Island, again, around East Capes, Hawke's Bay. So good, the Hawke's Bay is getting a little bit of rain, but yeah, that wind might just dry it clean back up again. And it's a little cool of sun today, temperature-wise, but pretty much the same sort of temperatures kind of expected And tomorrow there's not going to be a great deal of change for the North Island. The eastern rain and showers from the east coast to Wairarapa, and those windy easterly quarters winds pushing into the eastern areas from East Cape all the way down to coastal Otago and the Catlins. Just going to stop there, folks, because the sound isn't sounding so good in the studio here, so I'm going to try and get a hold of the station manager and see what's up. So I'm going to come back after this one here by the Abel Tappins called Hold Me High. was the Abel Tasman's there, folks, with Hold Me Eye, and I hope the levels are coming through all right. I can't really seem to sort it out. So anyway, we'll just carry on regardless. We're going to go have another look back on the weather now, and today, a little bit of cloud today, tomorrow, and Friday the same, and sunshine, but yeah, it's not hardly a cloud here in Whangarei today. This is for the Waikato, by the way, this forecast end. 23 the highs today, tomorrow, 22 Friday, then 21, 22 for the rest of the week. So all pretty solid. Saturday, expected a bit of rain. Sunday, again, maybe some showers on Monday as well. Same. Nocturnal temperatures, 15 degrees tonight, 18 degrees tomorrow, and 17, 16 sort of for the rest of the week. Nocturnal temperatures, and the winds are south-southeasterly today. South-southeasterly tomorrow, nor-westerly Friday, nor-northeasterly Saturday. West-northeasterly Sunday, and west-southeasterly Monday and Tuesday. It's most likely going to rain. Maybe Friday as well. Might be a little bit of rain, but yeah, definitely Saturday, maybe Sunday. So, humidity today is either 61 or 53, depending where you look. And the sunrise this morning at 5:55 a.m. And we'll set at 8:41 p.m. The length of visible light is 16 hours and 49 minutes. And the actual day length is 14 hours and 46 minutes. And tomorrow will be 12 seconds, a mere 12 seconds longer than it is today, as, of course, we have the summer solstice or longest day coming up in 3 day time, I think it is. So that'll be Friday, Saturday, something like that. And the moon is a waning gibbous moon, 89% illuminated. I actually saw it this morning, which is great. Will rise at 11:25 tonight and set at 8:09 tomorrow morning. So there's some weather for you, and I'll be back after this with some gardening to do. Probably as a snapper, gentle hour.
Your skin.
snapper there with Gentle Hour, and now it is time for Gardening's Do's here on the Over the Fence Show. These are things you can still do in this month of December, and that is sow the seeds for your amaranth and asparagus pea. Plant out your basils, sow your seeds for your climbing and dwarf beans, your beetroot, your borage, your burdock, your cape gooseberry, plant out your capsicums. Sow your seeds for your carrots, plant out your celeriac and celery. Sow your seeds for your chili peppers and chives, plant your choco tubers. Sow your seeds for your coriander or cucumber, plant out your eggplant and French tarragon. Your kohlrabi, sow the seeds. You can plant out your leeks. You can sow the seeds for your lettuce, plant out your loofah and your marrow. Sow your seeds for your mustard greens, plant out your New Zealand spinach and okra. Sow your seeds for your oregano, parsley, parsnip, pumpkin, radish. Plant out your rock melons. Sow your seeds for your sage and your salsify. Plant out your silver beet and your squash, and sow your seeds for your sunflower and sweet corn, and plant out your sweet marjoram, tomatillos and tomatoes, and sow your seeds for your turnips, plant out your watermelons, and start your zucchini or courgette seeds in trays. Yeah, I'll get to this one here. There's going to be a couple of dozzle ups, but we'll rip through it anyway, and it's alisum, basil, beans, beetroot, blueberries, capsicum, carrots, celery, chilies, chrysanthemum, coriander, cosmos, courgettes, cucumber, daisy, adelphinium, dianthus, eggplant, fuchsia, gerbera, impatiens, kumara, lavender, lettuce, marigold, mesclun, parsley, parsnip, passion fruit, petunia, pumpkin squash, radish, silver beet, spring onions, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So there's always, as always, still plenty to do in and around the garden. Now going to come back after the song here by Fetus Productions called Flicker.
Get excited. Shadows pass by, you're driving tonight. Take it easy, the sirens are screaming.
There was a flicker there by Fetus Productions. Hope you enjoyed that one, and now I'm just going to come back soon with some, yeah, just a bit of a rundown of the headlines and things like that that we've that have occurred in the primary sector over this year, a few of them anyway, and just getting it all teed up now. So in the meantime, here goes Faces and Names by John Carl and Lou Reed.
Faces and names, I wish they were the same. Faces and names only cause trouble for me. Faces and names. If we all looked the same and we all had the same name, I wouldn't be jealous of you, or you jealous of me. Faces and names. I always fall in love with someone who looks the way I wish that I could be. I'm always staring at someone who hurts, and the one they hurt is me. Faces and names, to me they're all the same. If I look like you, you look like me. There'd be less trouble, you'd see. Faces and names, I wish they'd go away. I'd disappear into that wall and never talk. Talk, not talk. I wish I was a robot or a machine, without a feeling or a thought. People who want to meet the name I have are always disappointed in me. Faces and names, I wish they were the same. Faces and names only cause problems for me. Faces and names. I'd rather be a hole in the wall, looking on the other side. I'd rather look and listen, listen, not talk. To faces and names. If I had a breakdown when I was a kid, if I lost my hair when I was young, if you dress older when you are not, as you really age, you look the same. The same, we wouldn't play these games. Me dressing for you, you dressing for me, undressing for me. Faces and names, if they all were the same, you wouldn't be jealous of me, or me jealous of you. Me jealous of you, you jealous of you. Your face and your name. Your face and your name. Faces and names. Faces and names.
That was John Cale and Lou Reed there with the song Faces and Names off the album Songs for Drella. Now we're going to have a look at something that's been bubbling away for the last couple of months. This is from, this of course is the bit of a drought down in Hawke's Bay. Yeah, they've had it really tough down there. Cyclone Gabrielle, of course, not long gone. And now, yeah, really, really dry conditions. And this is from the start of last month's what they were saying back then. So early November, this one was. And and they already had ongoing dry conditions down there, and several months of warm, dry weather with little rainfall has meant pastoral farmers in particular may have some tough decisions they're going to make it if the rain doesn't come, and it just kind of hasn't. NIWA's soil moisture deficit map showed that the coastal areas east of Hastings and parts of central Hawke's Bay were the driest areas in the country. There has been a few showers here and there, but Mark Warren of Waipari Station east of Waipakaro said while a dry spring was not unusual for early November, it was much drier than usual. And he adds it had a benefit that we were very good lamb survival in late August and September period, and there's been plenty good docking lamb survival rates too, so that's a positive, he said. But we're starting to look for a bit of rain at the moment. Spring crops are looking to get, they're looking a bit thirsty, like they're gasping a little bit, and we'll just take what we can get, he says. So, yeah, that was November, like I say, and for December, yeah, not much has kind of changed, unfortunately, with the larger group down in Hawke's Bay, which was set up after Cyclone Gabriel, is now planning what to do about the drought. And this is from a couple of weeks ago, early this month, following scorching temperatures in the region. Kaweka Community Catchment Collective, encompassing the Tutaikuri and Mohaka River catchments, covers more than 64,000 hectares. Much of the area south of Hawke's Bay Airport has had 4 to 5 months of below average rainfalls, and temperatures in the early summer have hit 30 degrees like three times. And it peaked at like 34 degrees just about in Napier, which is hot. So the coordinator of the group, Alice Beamish, who farms near Pukitapu, said we could certainly do with some rain as dry. You know, his temperatures play of 37.5 where she was far out. So, yeah, we've got a feel for Hawke's Bay. Yeah, they've had it pretty tough down there. Makes farming very difficult over there in Hawke's Bay with seems to be one thing after another for them. So that has been one of the stories that's been going along this year, yeah, following Gabriel, of course. And, of course, that extends right up to Wairoa and Mahi and places like that as well. The storm damage and Gisborne and places like that, of course, as well. So that's something that's been going on this year. I'll come back with some other things after this one by Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros called Johnny Appleseed.
No! time sun. Fall on the apple. Lord, there goes a Buick 49. Black sheep of the angels riding, riding down the line. We think there is a soul. We don't know.
Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros there with their song Johnny Appleseed. And some another kind of story that's been bubbling away pretty much most of this year, which I haven't really looked or brought you anything about so far. We may have a deep dive into this one of these days coming up, but it is, of course, the Net Zero Banking Alliance, which is a global sort of thing set out by the United Nations. And just a few days ago, in response to it, the Federated Farmers, this is here in Aotearoa, is calling on the Commerce Commission to investigate the Global Net Zero Banking Alliance, which it says is operating like a cartel. BNZ, ANZ, Westpac, Rabobank and ASB's parent company have all joined the Net Zero Banking Alliance, which requires its clients to meet greenhouse gas emissions reduction targets in order to get lower interest rates. The United Nations convened Net Zero Banking Alliance and more than 140 banking members globally, which represents about 40% of the global banking assets, which is a lot. And New Zealand banks reference that their Net Zero Banking Alliance obligations in various sustainability reports and internal banking policies, who they will or won't provide lending to, as well as specific targets for carbon investment sectors, especially like dairy farming. Federated Farmers Banking spokesman Richard McIntyre said in New Zealand, five major banks dominate 97.3% of agricultural lending market. That's ridiculous, isn't it, folks? But anyway, that's how it is here. And McIntyre says farmers may not be able to meet the aspirational emissions reduction targets set by the banks. But there's kind of no other option but to borrow from one of the big five banks, of course. And he says that there's a question of sovereignty here. When we've got this effective group of banks that have signed an agreement overseas and are inflicting upon New Zealand's most productive sectors. Commerce Commission spokesperson said they're aware of the complaint, but it would be premature to comment on whether any laws were being breached by using this kind of business practice. So, yet again, it's a very knotty one, like a lot of ones in the primary sector are. I think everybody would like to see better results for the climate. But how do you go about it, and yeah, which way does it kind of? Yeah, I don't know. Me personally, I'd like to see more of a, more of a setup where farmers get compensated or whatever for the good work they do, as opposed to banks coming in and trying to take things over sort of thing. So we'll leave the money or not. So yeah, it's a tricky one, that one. So yeah, like I say, we might take a deep dive into that. But that one has been bubbling away for pretty much the whole year as various articles and things like that. So yes, which of course will go into next year as well, that one. So that's the Net Zero Banking Alliance situation. Anyway, I'll come back with something else after this one by the Unknown Mortal Orchestra called So Good at Being in Trouble.
Lonely time, it's a lonely time. Rolling along,
a No Mortal Orchestra there was So Good at Being in Trouble. And something else, of course, that's happened this year has been that the new government that was voted in, was that this year, last year, or whatever, but now they've started trying to make in the fisheries and aquaculture industries, you know, and as in many industries, but there are lots of changes and two regulations and such things, and here's another example of that. The seafood industry players say they will welcome an increase to catch limits for rock lobster or crayfish and Pacific bluefin tuna because there's a proposal going around by Oceans Ministry Minister Shane Jones to review the catch limits for crayfish in the Hauraki Gulf, Coromandel and Bay of Plenty areas and for Pacific bluefin tuna over all of Aotearoa. In 2018, the catch limits for the crays were cut by more than half in response to a decline in the numbers of stock, but stock assessments in 2023 and 2024 show a significant increase. So says Shane Jones, so it's the right time to review these catch settings. However, of course, like a lot of these things, and tuna as well, they want to raise the Fish New Zealand looking at up catch limits for Pacific bluefin tuna by 89 tonnes, an increase of about 62%, which is a phenomenal amount. An additional 5 tonnes of recreational catch, 84 tonnes of commercial catch, that one is. Tuna fishers have been under a lot of pressure recently. An increase would bring welcome financial relief for many, Seafood New Zealand General Manager Inshore Tiff Beck-Bock said. So, yeah, the numbers are certainly up. But a researcher, Ben Hands, marine researcher, said rock lobster population was increasing, but not the extent that fisheries claimed, to make an increase in catch limits right now too risky. And Ben Hands, he's a University of Auckland researcher, said he may go further. Said that data collected from a diver-based surveys of the Hauraki Gulf Rocky Reefs don't show an increase in crayfish numbers to the same extent as that reported in the fisheries assessment, and that the population in the Hauraki Gulf, for example, has been in decline since the late 90s, but stock estimates, dramatic recovery flow, catch reduction in 2018. So, once again, it kind of depends where you, yeah, what research you look at and things like that to get numbers around these kind of things. So, just another one that's been going on this year, and there's numerous examples of that going on. I'm going to come back with this one by the Phoenix Foundation, called Bob Lennon and John Dylan.
All that I want to, you know.
Pink's Foundation here with Bob Lynn and John Dillon, and another thing that's been happening around the world and finally got to Aotearoa a month or two ago. Well, I don't really know, but expecting it to be then. Of course, the avian influenza, or the bird flu as it's called, was in Australia like last year, but in certain places, I think it's near the Queensland and New South Wales border, but yeah, they're kind of trying to clear that out, and I think they've done a reasonably good job of it over there. But it kind of was detected in one farm, of course, down in Otago, when was that? November, so last month, and all 200,000 birds on the property had to be euthanized down there. And I did a show on this one a couple of weeks ago. You may or may not remember all about the flu and that, but the update at the moment is NPI's Chief Vet Officer Dr. Mary Van Andel said cleaning and a thorough disinfection was underway and would continue with the site over the next several weeks to ensure all traces of the disease were removed. But she said they're optimistic about how far it may have spread and we're confident that we're on the right track of stamping it out. But there's still work to do, she said. There's lots of testing of samples doing around the Otago sort of area, and they've shut down things coming in and out of the farm and around the farm's neighbours and things like that. So they seem to be kind of making pretty good progress on that one. But, yeah, so there's no new reports anyway of it spreading too far elsewhere. So it's good news. And I'm kind of running out of time in the show now, so I think I'll leave it there for this week. And thank you for listening. I hope it came across all right. And we'll be back again next week, probably, if not the week after. So have a great time out there, folks. It's getting busy in town, so be safe out there. And the sun is very, very hot. So, yeah, be careful out there in the sun. And look after yourselves and each other. And, yes, have a great break. And look, I hope you get plenty of rest and relaxation and get to spend time with the people you love and all that. And if you have been listening this year to the show, thank you very much. I may do a Christmas show, maybe, because it is a Wednesday. So, and I've just done my family Christmas thing, so I may do a show on Christmas Day. But anyway, thanks you for listening to the Over the Fence show this year. We're at episode 192, so we'll probably crack the 200th episode next year, folks. So have a great one out there. Thanks for listening, and take it easy out there, folks. Can't get there. Now I'm going to go with this one here. By the Chills, of course, Martin Phillips passed this year. Sadly, the lead singer, main man of the Chills, and here's one of their latest songs, Underwater Wasteland. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks, folks. Bye. So frightened, but you won't hear.